Subdomailing, the DMARC risk you might be ignoring. In 2024, Guardio identified a widespread cybertech technique called subdomailing, which exploits vulnerabilities in email authentication systems like SPF, DKIM, and DMARC. This method involves hijacking subdomains from legitimate companies such as MSN McAfee and eBay to send authenticated phishing emails. The campaign, active since at least 2022, has compromised over 8,000 domains and 13,000 subdomains. Subdomailing operates by exploiting unprotected subdomains. Cybercriminals hijack these subdomains, often due to inactive or forgotten DNS records, allowing them to send fraudulent emails that appear legitimate. This is possible because the hijacked subdomains inherit the trusted domain's authentication settings, allowing spoofed emails to pass DMARC checks. There are three primary methods used in subdomailing attacks. Takeover of a branded domain. Attackers exploit dangling DNS records, example, unused CNAME entries, re-register expired domains, and configure them with valid email authentication settings. Takeover of a domain used in SPF. If a domain owner forgets to remove a third-party domain from their SPF record, attackers can register the abandoned domain and send spoofed emails. Registering documentation example, domains misconfigured SPF records using placeholder domains. Example, yourdomain.com allow attackers to send authenticated emails if they register those domains. To prevent subdomailing in 2025, organizations should regularly renew and maintain control of their domains. Fully remove all associated DNS records when relinquishing a domain. Audit SPF, DK, IM, and DMARC configurations across all domains and third-party services. Monitor re-registrations and changes to domains used in their infrastructure. DuoCircle offers protection by monitoring email infrastructure, identifying and eliminating dangling DNS records, and analyzing DMARC reports to prevent domain abuse and spoofing, ensuring ongoing domain security.